It is another week. This is Andrew Wood, joined as always by pastor and friend Jason Hayes. And Jason, it is not just another week. It is a week before Christmas.
Between Sundays, Jingle Bell Edition.
Jingle Bell Edition. My kids this morning, as I was taking them to school, were, Summer's been counting down.
Right.
She's the second child. She's been counting
down. Does she have a calendar or?
Nope. Okay. It's all in her brain.
Nice.
And so this morning she said, 7 days to Christmas. I said, yeah, we're 1 week out. And then Gavin wanted to argue, is it really seven or is it six? Or,
yeah, I get that.
And cause that's just his spirit.
Right.
Is an argumentative one and doesn't want Summer to be right. And so, so then we every morning on the way to school, they get to pick a song to listen to from my phone. So, the van doesn't have an auxiliary port. So I have to put a cassette in that then connects to my phone that then plays through the speakers.
Right.
So you're constantly hearing the cassette going.
Right. Right.
You know, so it's great.
I need to show you a solution that I have in my truck.
Is it Bluetooth?
That it is a Bluetooth.
Okay.
And it's fantastic.
Okay.
You just plug it straight into your cigarette lighter.
Okay.
And then it syncs with a radio station. And it's Bluetooth to your phone, and it's fantastic.
Huh. Okay, yeah. Well, we may use that.
Yeah.
And does anybody use a cigarette lighter for anything?
I don't
for
know.
For cigarettes anymore?
Well, the actual cigarette, like the ash, it is. Like, I think that's only for change.
Yeah, I don't know. Could you imagine using it for ashes? how gross that would be. But anyway, yeah. I digress.
Yeah.
So as we're listening, and Gavin says, let's just listen. We've been listening to, there's a station in town that's playing Christmas music 24 hours. So we listen
but
to that.
But we actually listen to WRJZ Joy 620.
Yeah, we obviously
at all times.
I'm not listening
you
to that.
You absolutely just accidentally kind of flipped over
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, obviously not listening to that.
Right.
And then, so then Summer has been on this kick that I put her on because I really like the song.
Right.
Is Justin Bieber Mistletoe. It is an amazing Christmas song.
Wait a minute.
It is really good.
Of all the mockery I've received all year long for some of my favorite music choices, Christmas music choices.
It is good,
you
man.
Have Justin
it's
Bieber.
Good. And it's like young Justin.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not tattooed Justin. He's not tattooed yet.
Yeah.
He is young. The Justin Bieber bangs, the Bama bangs, they're all in full force. It's a great song that Summer wants to listen to all the time. And so, so we listened to that one. Then Gavin had Hark the Herald. I mean, I played another great classic. You'll like this. NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, which is a great one, from back in the day as well.
Nice. So, if you've already not gotten the impression today, if you're tuning in, desirous of an in-depth discussion on a heavy theological, perspective, or you're looking for current news today, you're looking for any type of redemptive radio, you are going to be disappointed.
You should have tuned in last week.
Correct. There's a whole slew of archives that you can go and check out, where podcasts are available. And today though, we are full blown Christmas. We are getting into it.
Yeah.
And so dare we get back into a discussion about some of our Christmas favorites?
I think we should. I think every year, my musical, even Gavin asked me this morning, he said, do you like to listen to music that you listened to as a kid? I think in his mind, he's trying to figure out, okay, when I'm your age, will I still like the music that I like at 8 years old?
Right.
And it makes sense. And I told him, I say, some of those songs that I listened to as a young child, it brings back memory. Some of those I listen back to and I'm going, what was I doing?
Yes.
Terrible music.
Which you will think next year about Justin Bieber's Mistletoe.
I don't know. I'm a fan of it. But as we think about Christmas music, I will say that as the years go on, there are certain albums that always are strong and I'll always listen to. And then there's some that I go back to and I'm going, wow, I played that a lot at a certain age, but it doesn't do anything for me now.
Yeah. So yesterday, we've spoken in the past about when we do lists, when we do trivia, we don't do it, in advance. We just kind of wing it a bit. But I will say that yesterday I decided to just look at a quick Google search of what were the 10 most popular Christmas songs. And granted, you know, a lot of times that's being pulled from, it's aggregating from any number of things. But there's a list here that I believe has a number of songs that you will not anticipate.
Okay.
And so I want to run through these if we can, okay. And I want you to give either a Jingle Bell thumbs up,
okay.
Or a Grinchy thumbs down.
Okay.
I can do that. So this is the list that again popped up when I did an immediate Google search. Didn't even have to go to a web page. It just kind of pulls that.
Of course
up,
it does.
Aggregates it right
That's
there.
That's what Google does.
So number one, well, not necessarily in any order, just number one of the way that I'm reading the list here is, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Makes sense. It should be on any list you put together.
I would agree with that. Next one. Last Christmas by Wham.
The worst. One of the worst songs. It gets played everywhere.
It does.
And I know every word, but it is my least favorite. One of my least favorites for sure.
See, so you're saying that you actually do hear it on a – I'm familiar with the song, but you hear it on a regular basis. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll give that like
Delilah plays the snot out of that song.
So we will give that like kind of middle of the road. Not full blow Jingle Bells.
Sure.
Not completely Grinch.
George Michael before he was George Michael was Wham.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one, another surprise to me, Fairy Tale of New York, The Pogues featuring Kirsty somebody.
I don't even know.
Never. Never. I mean, I'm like wondering.
If I hear it, I may recognize it, but by the title and by who sings it, no idea.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's like, like an orchestra arranged piece that we would hear, in a mall.
Yeah,
or something
maybe it's one that we have to hear.
But okay.
By the title, I don't know.
Another one. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Andy Williams.
Yes, 100% great song.
Okay.
Andy Williams, the man.
How about this? Michael Bublé is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Michael Bublé, everything he does is awesome.
I'm all about Michael Bublé. Yep.
Good dude.
Y'all got a long-standing friendship.
I'm a big fan.
I was about to move on.
That's my boy. I mean, I've never met him, and we never talked, but it's my boy.
Okay, got it. Another one is, Did They Know It's Christmas? You ever heard that
song? By Band-Aid.
I guess it doesn't even show the artist.
Yeah, here's the thing. And it's talking about, I guess.
Again, this is popular Christmas.
It gets played a lot.
Okay.
On Christmas rotations, but they're talking about some areas around the world that are struggling in poverty.
Okay.
And my response to them, if the question truly is, do they know it's Christmas? My response is yes. Yes. I mean, everybody knows it is. And so your question is answered. Let's move on. Yeah, I don't like the song at all.
We're gonna talk
because it's an agenda narrative.
I've got a conversation to have related to that. We'll do that a little bit later in today's show. Let me give you just a couple others. How about this one? Merry Christmas, everyone. Shaken Stevens.
I don't know that one.
I mean, what is going on with this list?
I have no idea. Don't know that one.
I was completely
Merry Christmas, everyone.
By Shaken this Stevens. List.
That's not even a real thing.
All right. So let's shift a little bit.
Okay.
So we've talked, that's like in theory, supposedly popular songs.
Sure.
They seem to have a distinction between songs and carols.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're just going to rip through these. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah, good one.
They have 10. I need you to maybe designate the ones that you might put in your top three,
okay?
So just be thinking through it.
Okay.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful. Mm. Oh, Holy Night.
Yep.
What Child Is This? The First Noel. I have I have an affinity towards that one. Carrie's maiden name is Noel.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, our youngest son, we wanted to do something with her last name and his middle name.
Yeah.
And this was years ago, and we were a little too cute with it. And so rather than – we should have just allowed him to be Hyatt, Noel, Hayes. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
It couldn't be multi-gender. Instead, we didn't really want to go with Leon because that would mix the letters up. We didn't think that would be great. So we went with Loen, L-O-E-N, which is kind of cool. But literally last week, he came home with a paper from school. And he had written his name, his full name out, misspelled his middle name.
There you go.
Had a W in it.
I get it.
And I was like, oh, we failed our son.
I get it.
We literally have not touched.
He could have been the second Noel.
Correct. We've not talked we've not actually taught our son how to spell part of his name.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right. So the first Noel, Away in a Manger.
Okay.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
Ooh, come on. That's
Joy to the World.
Oh.
Do you have a top one or two?
I would say, Holy Night has to be in the top three. It's an amazing song.
Yep.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem is a great, there's a lot of great country versions of that song. The Judds did a great one. Right. Alan Jackson, Keith Whitley. There's a lot of amazing Little Town of Bethlehem
songs. Did that make it onto any Alabama Christmas albums?
I don't know if they sang it, but it is a, the country folks really like that one. I think because it, anytime you say, oh, Little Town, it takes you back to your town.
Sure.
So it makes that connection.
Your friend Michael DeBlay?
I don't think Mike. I call him Mike. Okay, Mikey sometimes. Sure. I don't think he sung it. I would say I love Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Yeah,
I just really, really like that one.
It's really, really good.
What about you? What would you say?
I'm believing that Silent Night is notably not on this list.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a good one.
Yeah. Did you even attend a Christmas Eve service if you didn't light the candle?
No.
And
during that
sound.
No, you don't.
No.
I mean, frankly, if you did and they didn't sing it, you should walk out and probably leave the church.
Right.
I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Yeah, please. Don't do that. Please not.
Well, I mean, Andrew and them said that if you don't sing this song, you know.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
I mean, we
got
to trust him. He knows Michael Bublé.
Mikey. Yeah.
No, I would say Silent Night for me, just for the sentimental nature of it.
For sure.
I would say Oh Holy Night.
Yep.
And I would probably say Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Yeah, those are good. And here's the thing. I was looking at a list the other day, and I don't know who puts these lists together.
Right, no.
Because they have different songs on them.
Yes, exactly. But, I mean, we had Shaken Stevens.
Yeah, never heard.
Ago. Right.
But there was a list the other day that had, they said, this is our top 40 of all time.
Right.
Okay, so think about that. Of all time, and Ariana Grande was on there. She's what, 15?
Yeah, 16?
I don't know how old she is. But she hasn't been doing this for that long.
I'm very comfortable with the fact that I do not know how old she is.
How is she on this list?
Yeah.
It's not okay.
That's someone trying to be a little too cute.
And then I was listening to music the other day, and I was thinking, back in the day, like Nat King Cole and all them, like they were... The songs that we see as classics, White Christmas, Chestnuts Roasting, all of those, like the Christmas song, all of those are classics. Andy Williams, all of that. But they wrote them. So the people that lived in that time.
Correct.
That was new music to them.
Right, right. I'm going to let you know.
That rocked my brain.
Like, if in 40 years someone's back there thinking, man, that mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Well, they probably will.
That has... That has become
That's transformative
that
Christmas music.
Wow.
It just amazes me that you look back. Perry Como wrote Christmas song when he was 19 years old. Think about that.
That is wild.
It has become the classic. And back in the day, that was new music. It's just crazy.
Did you know that my great-great-grandfather wrote Silent Night?
No, I didn't know
that. Okay, that's not true at all.
That'd be awesome.
Well, we're going to talk more, not so much about music, but about a whole bunch of other parts of this great holiday when we come back.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel.
I don't know that version. Do you
that
know
is
that version?
Intense.
As cuddly as a cactus.
That is,
Dave, you have brought something strong in here.
Yeah, we know
the
studio
song. Today.
I don't know that version, though. That's good.
It sounds like
Marilyn
Metallica.
Bad banana with
that's a
greasy black pea.
Wow. If I'm in a rock band, that's the version I'm playing.
Wow.
We're going to do that at the Christmas Eve service.
Probably. I'd say we'll try to work that
out. I'll send that to Chuck. Hey, and I will say you said last week or the week before, you know, because you went hard in the paint against Drummer Boy.
And then we did.
And you said Lessons and Carols would have a little bit of it. Not only did it have a little bit, it
opener.
Started, and
it was great.
It was amazing.
Did you enjoy Lessons and Carols?
I enjoyed it. It was really, really good.
Yeah, so.
Really,
so,
really good. Everybody took us to church. It was good.
Yeah, man. It was just fantastic. For our listeners that didn't get to participate, we do this thing called Lessons and Carols, and it's where we come together with three or four other churches in our community, and we do this awesome kind of presentation of scripture and song that tells the Christmas story, really tells the story of the gospel. And we did it at the Bijou Theater, did two different performances of it, and also do it to kind of help us conclude this season of what we call Give Knoxville, mm-hmm. where we're proud to announce that we were not only able to provide Christmas gifts for every single child in Knox County DCS Care, as well as two other agencies, but related to Hope Resource Center, we are able to provide every single gift for every single shower for unexpected mothers this upcoming year.
So great. So great. Man. You know, when we, to think about, we're going to have over 70 baby showers in 2020. And to just know as a nonprofit, hey, that's taken care of is truly a blessing. So thank you to Shoreline City Church, Fellowship, Hope Fellowship, all of the folks, just coming together and really, really making a huge impact with our patients and with the people of this city. But I will say when the show opened with Drummer Boy.
You thought of me.
I did. I immediately thought, golly man, Jason is wrong in so many ways.
did you think you sit on a throne of lies?
I did. But when Chuck was beating that big drum, whatever that's called, we had all of our kids there. And so when you made the comment about, hey, when you got kids and if they get a little restless, you know, you can walk out. I felt like you were talking to the Wood family, in particular. I think I heard you say Andrew Wood and family.
Were you?
Everyone else is fine.
I forget, first show or second show?
First show.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Got it.
And so, I felt like that was a shot at me.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, and I appreciate it. It makes sense. I would have made the same. Because as soon as the drum started going, my youngest, who will be two in January, started screaming, home, 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 because she wanted to leave immediately.
Love it.
And so I had to.
You're welcome.
Stood in the back with her for a little while. And she just, every time a song would end, she would go home, home, home. And I thought, wow, you really like going to the house.
The second show, I had to give a little bit of clarification. I had to add to that announcement. And I call it a show. It's more of a gospel presentation.
Sure, sure.
But, I had to add to the announcement that was, you need to keep your kids with you at all times. Because during the first show, we also had some parents that just allowed their children to go to the top of the balcony. In the very back up there and just kind of play. And we were like, no.
Yeah, you can't
we're not going to do
that. Especially not in the balcony.
No, but it has become a really cool tradition.
It was
good. We're only a couple of years in with it. But I really do think it's kind of the beginning of a neat tradition, not just for our churches, but also in the city. So with that, the magic of radio, let me make that transition right there. Traditions of Christmas. Yeah. What is one notable Christmas tradition that stands out in the Wood household?
Man, in the Wood household, that's been hard for us because we live away from our family.
Right.
But the main thing is that we sleep in our beds on Christmas Eve in our home. We're not at family's houses.
Right.
We're not traveling.
Yep.
We are going to be in our house on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So what has become kind of a staple for us here in Knoxville is, Grandma makes a breakfast casserole of some sort that morning, Christmas morning.
Like that.
We apparently have matching pajamas, which I didn't have a say in that, but we do apparently.
Do you know this year's, have you seen this year's?
I think they're like, they're just folded up. They're like gray and white.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know if they're like candy canes.
I have no
or
idea.
Santa with the.
Look at some pictures on Instagram come Christmas and
we'll
see.
Oh, well.
Last year I did, wear, I had a sweater that said Jesus is my homeboy.
That was my
sweater.
And Jesus still honored your life this
that's
year.
Right.
It's interesting. Ministry that you're a part of is still going.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. But I would say the biggest thing is we're at our home and we have that breakfast casserole, and then open presents in the living room.
Are you guys like drive around, see Christmas lights type people?
Yes. We try to do that at some point. Yeah, for sure.
I think we want to be those people and yet we're just not those people. We just haven't done it. I think at the end of the day, especially it gets dark so early, and now we do a lot of Christmas lights actually at our house,
right
outside, but But maybe we're just snooty and don't want to go see other ones. I don't know.
It's
we're
work,
just
man.
More than content.
It's a lot, it's a
more
lot of
than
work
content to, with seeing our own light.
It's a lot of work to leave the house, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially anything. Once everyone gets in.
To do anything.
Yeah.
Like what I do, my routine when I get home in the afternoon is I look at my wife and I say, are we in for the night?
Yes.
Because if the answer is yes, I'm putting on
the Christmas pajamas.
I'm putting on lounging clothes and my Crocs. And I'm going to be here. And I'm not going to leave this house in lounging clothes and Crocs.
No.
So I need to know if we're in for the night.
Yes.
Because I don't want to leave.
Yes.
I like my youngest.
So
home.
We do Christmas waffles.
Okay.
But it's a small
That's
little tradition.
Good. We need to add that.
We actually do a specific, and our kids help participate in it.
Okay.
This year, it's a big year for us. We have a new waffle iron. We've actually been working on the waffle iron that we received 18 years ago when we were married. Crazy. It's remained
still works.
You know, functional through moves and everything else. But we actually got a double waffle iron this year.
Good.
And so the kids will participate. In addition, actually the night before Christmas Eve, so the night of the 23rd, we all sleep downstairs together, like on the couch.
Okay.
Things of that sort. We started that originally.
Why the 23rd?
Well, we started that originally because we liked all being together and kind of felt like an indoor camp out. You know, we build a fire and do all that stuff. And indeed,
you have a fireplace.
We do.
Okay.
There's also Christmas pajamas that are involved and all that other stuff. But the main reason is because you can't be sleeping in front of the fireplace when Santa's got to come down the fireplace at some point
that's
in
true.
The night on Christmas Eve, right?
Makes sense.
And so, that's how it got started years ago when our kids were a little bit younger, but we still hold on to that. The night of the 23rd, all sleep downstairs on the
watch
couch.
Elf or something?
Yes, that's correct. And then on Christmas morning, we kind of veg out. I mean, like with this year, we'll do four Christmas Eve services.
Yeah, no, yeah.
2:30, 4, 5:30, 7. We'd love for any of our listeners to join us. You need directions. Check us out, shorelineknox.com.
Yep.
Again, 2:30, 4, 5:30, and 7. But you would imagine I'm spent.
Sure.
Completely spent. And so Christmas Day is just kind of chill, which is good for us.
So on Christmas Day, you're not going to visit family or
no, we've
anybody
traveled
come to your house?
We've traveled a bit in the past because we do more experiences than we do gifts. And we've traveled some actually on Christmas Day in the past, but this year we are not. We're going to do a little bit, but it's going to be later on, kind of in the break.
Yeah.
And some family are coming in, but not coming until.
Yeah. We're going to do, like Aaron's dad's house before Christmas.
Nice.
We're going to be at our house on Christmas.
Nice.
We're going to do, my mom and dad and folks, kind of the 28th. And then I don't know. I mean, we got a big announcement here. The New Year's Eve. We're going to be hosting the Bob Bell Show that morning, New Year's Eve. So we're going to help bring in 2020. It's going to be an amazing show that you definitely need to get up and listen
to. Yeah. We'll come back, and you know, right after the break, maybe you could just let me know when you're doing Christmas with our family.
Oh, yeah. I'll work that in. Yeah. We'll talk about it when we come back. Yeah, that's what we did at Lessons and Carols
for King and Country.
Yeah, what a great version of that song.
That is great. We've been jamming that around our house a bit.
It's such a great version.
Yeah.
This was when they did it live. I think Dolly might have come out. They have a song with Dolly as well.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if Kings and Country, is that what they're called?
Sure.
If you sing with Dolly, where do you go from there?
Yeah, so as and this is, we get no kickback out of this. Now you are a male model for them,
kind of.
But as you're wrapping up Christmas presents for the year, you know, if you're still looking to buy some last minute gifts,
yeah,
we would certainly encourage you to go check out our friends at DW Designs. They're down Bearden Hillish,
kind of,
Bearden
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
And they're great folks, local business. They provide all kinds of great, like, state apparel, all kinds of cool trinkets, t-shirts, sweatshirts, the whole deal. They do a great job. But the reason I bring them up, besides the kickback that I hope to receive.
Sure.
The reason I bring them up.
You listening, Dan? Don?
Yeah, exactly. The reason I bring them up is, I don't know if you've seen this t-shirt that is
Dolly and Payton.
It says Dolly and Payton. It looks like a political ad. Yep. You know, how you'd have, you know, whoever may be Trump, Pence, 2020. Yep. This says, who's first?
Dolly.
Okay, Dolly Manning or Dolly Payton?
Dolly Payton, I think what it says.
Dolly Payton, 2020.
Which shirt is great. Yeah.
I mean, that is like
a really good shirt. And, I mean, they probably would win. I think.
It's a possibility.
I think they at least could win the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
So I think Dolly could win anything she put her hat in the ring for.
Yeah.
I really do.
So as best I can tell, we are not a part of the Wood Christmas celebrations.
No, you didn't make the cut.
Okay, fair enough. Will you all be participating in a Christmas Eve service?
We'll be to one of the services.
Okay, so just kind of consider that basically like me doing.
And I'll be honest, Jason. That has become a tradition too. Is going to the Christmas Eve service at Shoreline.
Nice.
So that's going to be part of our conversations. What we're doing around Christmas is always going to kind of be involved with which service we go to at Shoreline. Well,
look how kind you are. Man, that's good.
Well,
hug right now?
No, and I think if I can be doubly honest, it's hoping that something catches on fire. Like it has in the past. And so,
yes, for our listeners.
I just want to be there.
For our listeners that are unaware, in the earliest of years, we were doing candlelight service at the end, you know, silent night, the whole deal. And we didn't have a overly organized means for how the candles were going to get lit. We were much smaller as a church. And I quite literally used the expression unintentionally, but I said, just pass it to the left, pass it to the right. It doesn't matter. Just everybody get lit is what I said.
Which is a very somber statement.
And then almost simultaneously, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
This quite literally happened. Almost simultaneously, the a crown of thorns that was surrounding the Advent candles caught a flame.
Yeah.
Like literally caught on fire. And someone from the crowd had to come up because I did not notice initially and had to put the fire out.
But the interesting thing is the bush wasn't even burning.
It was wild.
Crazy stuff.
It was wild.
That's why we factor in Shoreline.
I get
because
that.
We want to be there. I know you got a story that we want to tell, but before we do, I wanted to let you know the Wood family recently got a Roomba, an iRobot vacuum thing. Okay.
Has it been amazing? So
here's the thing. I got it set up Saturday. I have it scheduled to do its thing at about 11 o'clock at night because most kids to bed and, you know. And so, I got a notification the other day, literally 2 days.
Okay.
We've been using it. So it had done its thing twice. I got a notification on my phone because it's connected with my phone and it said, I named it the cleaner.
Okay.
So all the notification said
was a little boring.
Yeah,
but okay.
All the notification said was the cleaner is on the edge of a cliff, and I was like, "Well, what? There's no cliff in my house." And then I immediately thought, "Wow, 2 days. We have 4 kids, 3 dogs, 2 cats, and a pig. The cleaner is ready to
the end of its rope.
The cleaner is saying, "I can't. I can't do this
no
anymore.
More wood home.
I'm going to a cliff that I didn't even know I had a cliff in the house."
Yeah.
And,
we
had to have a conversation with the cleaner and say, look, this is what you signed up for.
This is the way it works.
And it's been good. It's been good since then.
Seeing it like kind of lurking around the stairwell or anything.
No, hasn't done that. So,
wow.
Man, it was kind of a scary moment.
It is intense.
2 days.
Good grief.
2 days. And it's like, and then I posted that online and all that a lot of people said was, oh, you have a pig. That's all. Forget about there. You have a pig?
Yeah, we have a pig.
Yeah.
So before I get into one quick little article that I read actually several years ago that I want to bring up, let's do again mention that indeed on the 31st, we will be hosting the Bob Bell Show here on Joy 620. And,
6 a.m.
We would love for you to join in. And with the format of that show, it allows us to receive callers.
Yeah.
And so we'd love to have some audience participation.
And what better way to end 2019 than with us? I mean, I literally can't think of anything better than ending your year with us. right? Nothing's better.
Yeah, that's than not that. True. That's nothing, not, I had to think about
nothing's
that.
Nothing's better not than true. That. It's going to be good.
Wow.
It's going to be a good show.
Wow. All right. So as we do with each and every one of these shows, you know, some weeks we get there much quicker, much quicker. We do want to leave you with, some really practical application. And so this was an actual article that came out in The Guardian, several years ago. And it talks about, this city that is thousands of miles from, you know, the North Pole per se. That is this Chinese city named Yiwu, Y-I-W-U. And basically, the reality of it is it's christened China's Christmas Village. It's home to 600 factories that collectively churn out over 60% of wow. all the world's Christmas decorations and accessories, from glowing fiber optic trees to felt Santa hats. It's the whole deal. Okay. And it's interviewing all of these people and talking about how this is their family, you know, their family careers. And, you know, this is what their grandparents did and all that other stuff. Now, the interesting thing about this though, is that it continues on and speaks towards how that a good majority of the people who live in Yiwu actually are rather unfamiliar with what they're actually building all of this stuff for. And it specifically even references to one person they've interviewed, and they basically say something to the extent of, it feels a little bit like our Christmas, like our Chinese New Year. And again, you could just do a quick search, you know, in Google, The Guardian, and then maybe comma Yiwu, Y-I-W-U, and you'll be able to see the whole article there. And I'll spare us all of the details of it. But what a crazy concept that an entire city of people could be so close to the things of Christmas, mm-hmm. if you will, and completely miss the meaning and the person of Jesus that is behind Christmas. And our hope today is that we would not be guilty of the same thing.
Yeah.
That we wouldn't just be around all of the pageantry. We wouldn't just be around all the food. And man, I am fired up, for my family to enjoy
the
food.
Yeah, 'cause you can't eat it.
Because I'm doing this dietary reset. So good for them.
Yeah.
That they will enjoy pigs.
You sound happy about it.
They'll do pigs in a blanket and lemon cookies.
Come on.
And waffles and all that other stuff, and I will be
eating rice cakes. And,
correct. Yes, doing
kale.
That. Yes, exactly. So, but all the pageantry, all the food, all the traditions, all the lights, all the, you know, all of it is great. But man, may we not be guilty of being so close to it, and yet completely missing it.
Well, I think that, and also as we think about the Christmas season and what it means. I mean, we've kind of joked a lot on today's show about traditions and music and all those things. But the reality is, when you look back at what happened around the birth of Christ, and Chuck mentioned this, Sunday, and I've, a lot of the Advent studies I've looked at have mentioned this, that the first people to know that Jesus was born, the angels didn't go to the elite.
Right.
The angels went to the shepherds, the right. ones that were out, in what many would call the middle of nowhere, doing jobs that no one wanted to do.
The lowest caste of society were deemed unclean, couldn't even enter the temple.
And that's who the angels went to say, the Savior has been born. And so if you find yourself in this Christmas season feeling down or depressed or, you know, man, 2019 was rough for me, just remember that the God of the universe sees you.
Right.
And that is a beautiful truth. And that we celebrate Christmas, all the pageantry and all that is great. But the main thing is the Savior of the universe, stepped down, became, man, while also being God. And man, what an amazing truth that is to know that that's what we get to celebrate. That's an amazing thing that we get to be a part of.
Yeah. Preach it, brother. We'll be back. Got my family gathered round. Old friends coming back in town. Snow falling on the ground.
Do you think it's going to snow Christmas, Jason?
I actually looked yesterday, and like I want to say Monday had like a high of 60.
Yeah, it's not good. So yeah. I mean, there was a couple of days this week felt like spring.
And then it was thundering, freezing yesterday.
Thundering and lightning and rain, and I was in a short sleeve shirt, and I was like, this is just weird.
And then it was so cold.
Yesterday, last night it was cold, and this morning I like had to start the vehicles.
Yes.
Very odd.
I had to do the same thing.
Cause I don't have a garage that the van can fit in.
Yeah. So. Yeah. My wife gets to enjoy the garage and the truck stays outside.
Look at you.
Yeah. I'm a servant. Yeah. Leader.
Man, it's just good to know that chivalry isn't dead.
Or it's just which I would like to think that is true. I would also say it's just my truck is too big for the garage.
And think about what chivalry used to be.
Yes.
Compared to what it is. What it is now is she can park in the garage.
Man, I tell you what, many of you guys know our oldest son. He's awesome. He is so awesome. He is truly so awesome. As are all of our boys. We're so blessed. But it's still, he's 13. Yeah. We're still trying to like, teach him, you know, not just manners, but like chivalry and like
it's
him
hard
trying
in 2019.
To understand like how like chivalry doesn't mean you're flirting with someone. And so he's right. Like terrified that chivalry is like sending off the wrong signal. And we dropped him off at school. I dropped him off at school this morning and he walked straight in and a young lady was coming right behind him and he certainly held the door,
but he walked in front.
And so that is why I went and pulled him out of school and he no longer gets to experience Christmas.
You spanked him in front of a 13-year-old in front of everybody at school.
Like, oh man. Yeah. And again,
it's tough, man.
He was like, you could tell he was like mindful, like I should hold the door for her, but he still went ahead and we'll work at it. But
it's
hard. We're determined. And I mean, you know, if you just look out and see his dad just tirelessly scraping the windshield.
You know, dad didn't park in the garage.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. What a dad.
Yeah. I go out and, I start both vehicles. I start Aaron's vehicle and my vehicle.
There's not a garage in America that would fit that van.
No, there will be one day, but not currently. Currently, no.
Add that to your Christmas list.
it'll be one day. One day. It deserves a garage, Jason.
Yeah, so we're going to wrap up here, but I think last week I mentioned to you that I had been serving a Santa's helper. Of course, you know, I certainly can't be the real Santa.
There you go serving again.
But I did serve as a Santa's helper, dressed up in my Santa's costume.
You got lice, right?
I was at North Shore Elementary School. And so last week I did that, but then this week I came back for the Christmas parade. At the school.
They have a parade at the school?
Correct. Wow. And my wife dressed up as an elf. We have a complimentary elf
costume.
That's
not weird at all.
Yeah.
That y'all have
but here's the great
costumes.
Thing. For whatever reason, I think maybe because they didn't want all the kids just to like completely be slowed down because I was going to be traveling through every hall of the school while all the kids were lined up.
Okay.
And I was throwing out, you know, balloons and stuff like that.
Tracks, gospel tracks.
Yeah, sure. I was not permitted to do that in the school. However, they asked me upon my arrival. Actually, I got a little bit worried about it Sunday night, but they asked me upon my arrival, would I be willing to ride in a Target shopping cart?
Oh, wow.
Because Target is close to their school.
Yeah.
Target actually donated. No, they've donated a few carts for their purposes.
I call them buggies.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah,
you can call it a cart.
And so I rode as Santa.
Wow.
In a Target cart.
Who pushed you?
The elf, my lovely wife.
Wow. I bet she loved that.
She hated it.
Yeah.
No, she had a good time.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the floors were very soft. I mean, very flat, smooth.
Was it
and
a good so buggy or was it one
was
of those buggies
buggy.
That
no,
the wheel is,
buggy.
You know.
It was a good buggy.
Okay. That's good.
And so, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that I'm single-handedly made Christmas magical for all of those kids.
Sounds
but
like
close.
You did. Sounds like close. You did. Sounds, did anyone, I watched, we pulled up an old Christmas movie the other day and a guy was doing a similar thing, being the helper.
Yeah, the helper.
And, a kid walked up and.
Because everyone knows for all of our kids that are listening, you have Santa's helpers
sure,
at different
absolutely.
Places around the mall.
But in this particular movie, a kid yanked his beard off and ran away. Nobody did that to you.
No.
Those are good kids.
I was tucked
at the
away
school.
In the cart.
That's
couldn't
true.
Happen.
They couldn't. Well, y'all have a incredible Merry Christmas. Listen to Justin Bieber, Mistletoe, and you'll understand what I've been talking about. Jason, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and to our listeners. We really do hope that you see this remarkable picture of Jesus in the midst of this wild, hectic, and yet sometimes really, really special holiday.
And come see us at Shoreline on Christmas Eve. You have four opportunities. We'd love to see you there. Talk to you soon.